Milwaukee State Senator Gwen Moore says she authored the bill with an eye toward protecting children and the state's money.
These are public dollars, and there should be a transparency about the way public money is spent.
In all, there are 107 private choice schools in Milwaukee. The total cost of the program is about $76 million. The state pays about $42 million. The Milwaukee Public School District pays about $34 million to reimburse the private schools for educating some 13,000 students. Two of those schools have been in the headlines, including Alex's Academics of Excellence. Its administrator is a convicted felon, and the school has financial problems. So, too, another choice school. Mandela School of Science and Math owes the state hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to state officials, for not meeting enrollment projections. Moore's bill would require criminal background checks on school choice teachers and frontline staff, would require them to comply with financial accounting standards, and allow the State Department of Public Instruction to immediately remove a private school from the choice program if the school poses a threat to the life of its students. Moore says she voted in favor of the school choice program, which started in 1990.
I did not intend to create a situation where basic safety, health, basic financial accountability for public monies was not a feature of the program. As far as I'm concerned, this is really cleanup work.
Moore says she has bipartisan support, as well as support from the DPI superintendent and the governor. But choice advocates say the Alliance for Choices in Education group already negotiated agreement over accountability standards with DPI. And there is expected to be a different and separate Senate bill introduced by the end of the week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.